Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Terry Moore and 16th-ranked Hoosiers have picked a pretty good day to be zeroed in with their three-point shooting eye. With Sid Parrish out with an injury, Sarah Scalia, Chloe Moore McNeil shot in 9 between them Sunday. 40 points. Yarden Gerzon came alive with 5 triples. She had 17 points. The Hoosiers retained the Barn Burner Trophy. Hard-fought 74-68 win Sunday over Purdue at Mackey Arena.
Really had to dig down deep to shot it very well from the three-point line, but they also executed. You know, without Sid being in there, you know, she is our energy. You know, we had to have other people step up. Chloe was huge. You know, Sarah does what Sarah does, puts a lot of pressure on the defense. I'm just really proud of our group, and, you know, we got up, we got down, we got up, we got down, we got up, and then found a way to win. So, really proud of my guys.
Well, the Hoosiers shot 15-23, 65% from behind the line in winning the Barn Burner Trophy for the 8th straight season of Coach Terry's crew. Now has won 10 in a row against the Boilers. And the win, coupled with second-ranked Iowa getting beat in overtime at Ohio State, puts them right back at the top with the Hawks at 7-1, Indiana 16-2 on the year. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, defense wins championships, and I tell you, the way Kylie Jarrett's North Cougars played the final 11 minutes last Friday night against Columbus North, little wonder the North girls just one win away now from its first outright title in 14 years after that 51-44 victory. Columbus North's first league loss in 4 years. Coach Kylie's Cougars are 16-5 now, 4-0 on its best win streak of the year at 7, headed into its rival game with Edgewood on Tuesday night. Columbus North shot only 31% in the second half, and the Cougars held the Bulldogs to only 12 points, the final near 11 minutes when the game was really on the line.
I knew the pieces that I had. It was just having them buy into what myself and my coaching staff have shown them. Again, we're clicking on all cylinders now, and we're doing it at the right time. It's just a great opportunity for us, absolutely amazing for our program. It would be amazing. I would love for the girls to be able to experience it.
Well, it can become reality if they win at Terre Haute North on Thursday night for the North Cougs of Kylie Jarrett. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.